because the Department of Homeland Security is partially shut down. NPR's Luke Garrett has more.
White House Border Czar Tom Homan is in charge of the operation.
With an untrained ICE agent there instead of a trained transportation security officer.
Homan said ICE agents will continue their immigration enforcement mission while at airports. But in a statement, Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens said ICE agents will take orders from TSA, and the federal agents at Atlanta's airport are, quote, not intended to conduct immigration enforcement activities. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. From Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, working to harness the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Rossini's Silken Ladder Overture here on KPR. Andre Leonard with the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra. Hello there. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I teased music about a love affair of kitchen utensils this hour. Yes, indeed. At around 10:40, such music exists, and it's pretty funny. I hope you are all doing well this Monday morning. Thank you to those of you who came out to my concerts this weekend. It was so fun to meet some of you, especially yesterday. Yes, I know I was just playing the violin a few hours ago. It seems so long ago, though. Speaking of the violin, I have one of my favorite violin concerti to listen to right now, Sassans. It is the Violin Concerto No. 3. It's really dramatic and fun and just so special, especially the second movement. It doesn't often get played, but it should because I think it's fantastic. Daniel Barenboim with the Paris Orchestra, our violinist, Isaac Stern. It is now on KPR. Isaac Stern here on KPR playing Camille Sasson's Violin Concerto No. 3. That was with Daniel Barenboim conducting the Paris Orchestra. I am Destiny. Glad you were here with me this morning. Finally, the music about a love affair of kitchen utensils is coming up here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Info about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE and the LEED Center. Welcoming the Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. We do love our sponsors. They help keep us on the air and make fun music like Martin News Kitchen Review. The music of the love affair of kitchen utensils right now on the radio. So thank you to all of our sponsors and thank you to our dearest listeners. If you've got a minute, Google this story by Martin New Kitchen Review. It's pretty funny. I'll tell you a little bit more after we listen. Here on KPR, Chicago Pro Musica. Enjoy. A Shakespearean love triangle between newlyweds, the pot and the lid, and that tempter, the twirling stick, here on KPR. Oh, Martin News Kitchen Review. Pretty funny music. So this next little encore that I have no idea what it sounds like. I purposely picked it. It's about 50 seconds, 5-0, solely based on the title, Victorian Kitchen Garden Suite. Let's see what it sounds like on KPR.
Thank you.
was quite nice. Victorian kitchen garden suite here on KPR. Spring, the specific movement. Great, in honor of the somewhat nicer weather, or hot weather coming our way. That was Sung-hee Lee on clarinet and Katrina Gislin on piano. I'm Destiny. Glad you have been here with me. Ow, this hour I just smacked my hand over my playlist for next hour. Jeez Louise, at least it wasn't the microphone. Next hour, Tchaikovsky. Ah, one of my favorites. Sweet characteristique. It's kind of a fun word to say. It will be opening, though, with what I consider one of the greatest preludes of all time. It's super fun to say. Prelude and Te Deum. I feel like it's music that rocks. We've got another good hour of music in store for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
The Anglican Communion will celebrate the installation of the first female Archbishop of Canterbury this upcoming week. But the new barrier that's broken does not mean equality has been reached.
Our tradition is full of these stories of women who had deep experiences of God. And those stories are also our stories.
I'm Elsa Chang, the rise of women clergy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays on KPR beginning at 3 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University Press of Kansas, commemorating 80 years as a nonprofit, scholarly, and regional publisher, serving Kansas and the nation since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. It is 11:01 and NPR News is up next, and then there is more classical music for you. Some fun tunes here on KPR.
Those cases eventually settle. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More info, including application, at progressive.com/careers. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. One of my favorite little preludes, Prelude and Te Deum here on KPR, Marc-Antoine Charpentier. I particularly like saying his last name. That was Raymond Lepard with the English Chamber Orchestra. I am Destiny. It is 11:06, almost 11:07. And this hour, some more romantic music, shall we say. I've got a symphonic poem coming up at 11:40 by Franz Liszt. And right now, I've got an orchestral suite by Tchaikovsky. It is suite number 2, Sweet Characteristique. And if you liked the Nutcracker, well, I think you will probably really like this. Indeed, you will. So let's get right into it on KPR. It's about half an hour long. Sir Neville Mariner with the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart. Tchaikovsky, suite number 2, The Characteristique on KPR.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's Suite No. 2, Suite Characteristique, here on Kansas Public Radio. If you liked the Nutcracker, you probably liked that one. Sounded like a lot of scales. That's why kids have to practice their scales. Music is scales. Sir Neville Mariner and the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here with me listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. And as promised, coming up right now, some Franz Liszt. And I also know that Jeff Watson is in this afternoon with music for you. We've got a great Monday of tunes. All right. Le Prélude Symphonic Poem Number 3. A recording featuring Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Somewhat of an old recording, but a little bit of a piece of history. I hope you enjoy listening to it with me now on KPR. Well, quite a grand way to end our hour. Here on KPR, Franz Liszt, Symphonic Poem Number 3, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Woo! Very dramatique indeed. I hope you are all having a great start to your Monday. It is almost officially the afternoon. Jeff Watson is in, and I know he's got great music coming up for you. This is KPR.
The Anglican Communion will celebrate the installation of the first female Archbishop of Canterbury this upcoming week. But the new barrier that's broken does not mean equality has been reached.
Our tradition is full of these stories of women who had deep experiences of God, and those stories are also our stories.
I'm Elsa Chang, the rise of women clergy on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays, beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:01. NPR News is up next, and then more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here.
Live
at Atlanta's airport are, quote, not intended to conduct immigration enforcement activities.
That's Luke Garrett. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds working to maximize the impact of charitable giving and to create customized philanthropic solutions. Learn more at fjc.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information is available at biodiversity.ku.edu. There you have the London Symphony Orchestra, Bryden Thompson conducting, in music by Rayfawn Williams, hymn tune Prelude No. 2, to get things started in our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be with you as always. And we're looking forward in this noon hour to the Moscow Symphony Orchestra bringing us some fairy tale music by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We'll hear as well Mikhail Pletnev there at the keyboard, with music for the keys, an andante by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, all just ahead, here on a Monday afternoon. We've got next the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra for music written in the late 19th century by Antonin Dvorak, a concert overture, one that was part of a planned 3 series of concert overtures depicting the concepts of nature, life, and love. And as you'll hear, we're enjoying the nature part of that trilogy, Opus 91, In Nature's Realm, for you next on Kansas Public Radio. A late 19th century concert overture from Antonin Dvorak called In Nature's Realm, played by the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:27 now. And still to come in the second half of the hour, in just a few minutes, we've got the Moscow Symphony bringing us a suite composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, one that creates a fairy tale atmosphere. It's called Fairy Tale. We'll hear that in just a few minutes. Classical music continues on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader's services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu. And the Commons, presenting the Kenneth Spencer Lecture, featuring Patricia Ononiwu Kaishan, author of Forest Euphoria, The Abounding Queerness of Nature. 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 7th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available at thecommons.ku.edu. Cloudy skies and about 41 degrees here at the moment on the KU campus. Today's temperatures will reach a high of 54. Tonight, cloudy skies, a low of 42. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of around 67. We'll listen to pianist Mikhail Pletnev at the keyboard for a little selection by composer Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. We'll hear Andante con tenerezza, Andante with tenderness, next on KPR. Music from Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, Andante con tenerezza, or Andante with tenderness, played by pianist Mikhail Pletnev, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 now. Thanks for being with us for classical music on a Monday afternoon. There's much more still to come. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR listeners are always looking for ways to stretch their dollars, and we've got a great way to make your KPR contribution go much farther. Our spring membership drive is going to kick off on Friday morning during the Power Breakfast. That's when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. Double the value of your KPR pledge. Join us Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. We're with the Moscow Symphony and conductor Igor Golovshin next, with music written in the autumn of 1879 by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, a little suite inspired partly by the writings of Pushkin, as well as the tale of the dread witch, the Baba Yaga. We'll listen to Fairy Tale next on KPR. Composed in 1879 by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, a suite known as Fairy Tale, performed by the Moscow Symphony Orchestra with conductor Igor Golovshin here on KPR. 12:56, in just a few minutes until our next NPR news update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. On the KU campus, 41 degrees. High temperatures today around 54. Cloudy this evening, a low of 42. And for tomorrow, it should be mostly sunny, with a high of 67. From composer Grigor Staniku, Hora Staccato, played by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Leonard Bernstein here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m. now. Stay tuned next for NPR News. In the next hour of classical music, we've got the Beaux-Arts Trio and music by Robert Schumann, with his famous piano quartet in store for us, as well as music from an opera by Leos Janáček called Fate, the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, with us in the next hour. You know, as a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor, or email us at legacy@kansaspublicradio.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.